The Gate Crasher by Madeleine Wickham. Read for you by Catherine Kellgren. Fleur Daxony wrinkled her nose. She bit her lip and put her head on one side and gazed at her reflection silently for a few seconds. Then she gave a gurgle of laughter. "I still can't decide," she exclaimed. "They're all fabulous." The saleswoman from Take Hat exchanged weary glances with the nervous young hairdresser sitting on a gilt stool in the corner. The hairdresser had arrived at Fleur's hotel suite half an hour ago and had been waiting to start ever since. The saleswoman was meanwhile beginning to wonder whether she was wasting her time completely.
"I love this one with the veil," said Fleur suddenly, reaching for a tiny creation of black satin and wispy netting. "Isn't it elegant?"
"Very elegant," said the saleswoman.
She hurried forward just in time to catch a black silk topper which Fleur was discarding onto the floor.
"Very," echoed the hairdresser in the corner.
Surreptitiously, he glanced at his watch. He was supposed to be back down in the salon in 40 minutes. Trevor wouldn't be pleased. Perhaps he should phone down to explain the situation. Perhaps...
"All right," said Fleur. "I've decided."
She pushed up the veil and beamed around the room.
"I'm going to wear this one today."
"A very wise choice, madam," said the saleswoman in relieved tones. "It's a lovely hat."
"Lovely,"
whispered the hairdresser.
"So if you could just pack the other 5 into boxes for me?"
Fleur smiled mysteriously at her reflection and pulled the dark silk gauze down over her face again. The woman from Take Hat gaped at her.
"You're going to buy them all?"
"Of course I am. I simply can't choose between them. They're all too perfect."
Fleur turned to the hairdresser.
"Now, my sweet, can you come up with something special for my hair which will go under this hat?"
The young man stared back at her and felt a dark pink colour begin to rise up his neck.
"Oh, yes, I should think so. I mean..."
But Fleur had already turned away.
"If you could just put it all onto my hotel bill," she was saying to the saleswoman. "That's all right, isn't it?"
"Perfectly all right, madam," said the saleswoman eagerly. "As a guest of the hotel, you're entitled to a 15% concession on all our prices."
"Whatever," said Fleur. She gave a little yawn.
"As long as it can all go on the bill."
"I'll go and sort it out for you straight away."
"Good," said Fleur.
As the saleswoman hurried out of the room, she turned and gave the young hairdresser a ravishing smile.
"I'm all yours."
Her voice was low and melodious and curiously accentless. To the hairdresser's ears, it was now also faintly mocking, and he flushed slightly as he came over to where Fleur was sitting. He stood behind her, gathered together the ends of her hair in one hand, and let them fall down in a heavy red-gold movement.
"Your hair's in very good condition," he said awkwardly.
"Isn't it lovely?"
said Fleur complacently.
"I've always had good hair, and good skin, of course."
She tilted her head, pushed her hotel robe aside slightly, and rubbed her cheek tenderly against the pale, creamy skin of her shoulder.
"How old would you say I was?"
she added abruptly.
I wouldn't,
the young man began to flounder.
"I'm 40,
she said lazily. She closed her eyes.
40,
she repeated as though meditating.
"It makes you think, doesn't it?"